Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, "Oh God, hear your people. Oh God, as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. We feel your glory, and let them trust
morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. This is our third broadcast for the year. Praise God. I'm joined by my co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis. Good morning, Sister Lewis. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. How are you? I'm doing well.
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. Praise God. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. We want to thank her for this opportunity to sit in for her and go forth and cover you in prayer, adding our faith to yours, allowing us to be your two and be in agreement with your prayers. As always, our focus of our scripture of focus, is Job 38:12-13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded thou thy morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions. Amen. We also have with us Deacon Hugh from Power and Light, and we're going to bring him on the line. Good morning, Deacon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Pastor?
Deacon, how well, you doing? Thank you so much for asking. And before we get started, Deacon, did you have a prayer request?
Just for the family. That's all. Just more prayer coverage for the family and more deliverance.
Yes,
more
sir.
Prayer coverage for the family. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, we are going to go ahead and get started. If you'd be so, kind, please go to our Facebook page, FNFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can ask biblical questions in regards to your life, or just biblical questions to get understanding of Scripture. So please go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. We had one gentleman who allowed us to pray for him out of Africa, and he's just going through a rough time. Life was looking pretty hard. We prayed for him, gave him some biblical instructions to confess the word day and night. Begin to confess those things, take authority over his life, and begin to confess those scriptures as they come into fruition or manifestation. And praise God, he's given a praise report that things are looking better. Even, you know, his countenance has changed. So we want to thank God for hearing our prayers and answering that. And before we get started, as always, we start with praise and worship. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop whatever you're doing. And let's take this time to give God some praise. Father God, we thank you and uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Father. We just uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. We honor you, Father. We just praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity, Father, to bless your name. Father, to give you glory. Father, to give you praise. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to go forth, have your way, because there are two or more. We are gathered in your name, and here you are in the midst of us. So we thank you for being with us. We ask you to have your own way. Father, we ask you to place in us a right spirit. Praise God. Enhance our love walk, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we want to start, Father, with just uplifting family. Father, we come against the spirit and condemn the spirit of division, Father. Father, in the name of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, Father, we decree and declare right now a spirit of unity. We command a spirit of unity to fall on Hugh's family, his children. Father, we command a spirit of unity to fall on families overall throughout the world. We command the spirit of unity, Father, to fall on the body of Christ. We command the spirit of unity, Father, to fall on this city, Father, in the name of Jesus. For it is a garden of Eden, Father, and Hugh's family is a model family, Father. after the way you intended it to be, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we will begin to confess this daily, Father, in the name of Jesus. And as your word says, declare a thing and it will be established unto us, Father. So we will begin to declare these things daily, Father, letting everything in the universe know, Father, that the spirit of unity has fell on this family. Father, that the spirit of division has been stifled, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command the spirit of love to fall on Hugh's family and the families of the earth, Father, and this city, Father, the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. Father, we are praying even deliverance, Father. Everything that needs to be rooted up, Father, every bit of hollow ground that needs to be torn up, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command it to fall on Hugh and his family right now. Father, we command deliverance, Father, to have its way, Father, to shake up his life, Father, and put everything in its correct place, as you intended, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command healing to fall on him. Every emotional bruise, every emotional hurt, every emotional scratch, Father, is healed, and he is restored 1,000-fold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As your word said, Father, you are the God, Father, that heals all those that need healing, Father, and we praise your holy name. We praise and uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the families of the earth, Father, all those that have been hurt, Father, by family, Father, by those that are close, those that love them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command healing to fall on their hearts now. Father, that their hearts, their minds, Father, are healed right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every emotional bruise, every emotional hurt, every emotional scratch, every memory, Father, that hurts in the mighty name of Jesus is removed, Father, and they are restored 1,000-fold, Father. Joy, we command joy to fall on them now, Father, as your word says, Father, that you, Father, that you are our joy and our strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. That joy is a third of heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, so we just command the spirit of joy, Father, to rest and abide with Hugh and his family and all those, Father, that have been hurt by family members and close friends, Father, and employers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command deliverance now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we're asking you, Father, to increase and enhance the ability for forgiveness in their hearts, Father, that they will forgive. Father, we uplift, Father, our world leaders today, Father, our president today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, our congressmen, Father, our governors, our mayors, Father, our aldermen, Father, all of those that are in power, Father, we remind you of our prayers for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for we remind you of our prayers for our senior citizens and our youth, Father, those that are dealing with affliction, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they are healed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they get up out of their sick beds even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayer for our police officers, our firemen, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, the men and women that have not yet received salvation, Father, that the gospel will be preached to their ears, Father, that they will receive salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you and we praise your holy name. And all these things we have spoken, Father, with boldness, Father. We have spoken, Father, in agreement, Father, and they will be done by you, the Father, according to your law, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Sister Tangela, would you lead us in prayer, please? I'm sorry. Sister Tangela, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Mel. We'll be glad to. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We worship you. We exalt you. We call upon your holy name, Lord God. Father God, we place you first and foremost in our lives. We just give you the glory, Lord God. We magnify you. We need you, Lord God. We cannot walk this walk without you, Heavenly Father. We need your strength. We need your love. We need your protection. And Father God, we wrestle not as though we fight against the wind. We come before you knowing and believing and trusting on your word, knowing that when we pray, you hear our prayers, knowing that when we cry out unto you, Lord God, that you come quickly because your child needs you, Lord. Father God, we pray for our government, Lord. Only you know what you want to have happen. If there's to be a wall, Lord God, let there be a wall. If there's not to be a wall, Lord God, remove the wall. Whatever your will is, Lord God, that's what we pray. Father God, we pray for your children, your young children, Lord God, the children of the youth, the children of tomorrow, the future soldiers of tomorrow, Lord God. We pray their strength in you. We pray their covering in you. We pray, Lord God, a hedge of protection and warring angels round about them. Keep their minds and their hearts stayed on you, Lord God. Keep their visions stayed on you, Lord God. You said, train up a child in the way he ought to go, and he will not flee from it. Lord God, because your eye is on the sparrow. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your eye continue to be on the children that you have given into our hands to steward, Lord God, and those that we know not of, Lord God. We pray for each and every one of those children, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give them a heart and a passion and the strength to speak your word, to speak according to your will and purpose, and to wear Holy Spirit as an armor, that the light will shine upon them, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will flood their minds, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will reveal a good thing in their minds, Lord God. I pray that you will remove the veil of darkness, Heavenly Father, and give them sight to see, Lord God. I pray that you will remove deaf ears, Lord God, and give them ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, make your presence known in their presence, Lord God. Make your presence known in their lives, Lord God. Touch their hearts, touch their parents, bring peace, Lord God. Bring peace and harmony in the homes, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, as the children are birthed out, they are given back to you. They are dedicated back to you, and the parents have taken an oath to raise them up according to your love and admonition, Lord God. Let that seed not fall by the wayside, Lord God, but let it produce fruit. Let it go forth in the name of Jesus and to glorify you, Heavenly Father. And it gives you the glory and the honor and the praise. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ that is covering each and every child, from baby, infant, Lord God, to youth, age 26. Heavenly Father, oh, guide them in their futures, Lord God. Give them a mind to learn, Lord God. Give them a heart upon the mind of understanding. Give them a heart and a mind of wisdom. Give them a heart and mind of clarity, Lord God. Let their will line up with your will, Lord God. Let their mind and their heart and their spirit and their soul, Lord God, become congruent as one, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, when you say go right, let them go right. When you say go straight, let them go straight. When you say don't look to the left or the right, I pray, Lord God, that their focus and their heart stays on you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father God, I lift up those that you have put into authority over the children, even the children of the United States, even the children of the Hebrews, even the children of the adopted ones. Father God, I lift up the leadership, Heavenly Father, because they are the ones who are held accountable for the souls of your children, Lord God. They are the ones who are held accountable for righteousness being taught unto your children, Heavenly Father. They're held accountable for the love that they show and the nurture that they bring and the confidence, Lord God, in you. Hallelujah, that grows up in them, that they impart upon these, your children, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, for the young man, the deacon that is on the phone that is crying out to you for his family, Lord God. He said, Lord, he needs more deliverance round about him. I pray that you anoint him, Lord God, with the anointing of deliverance, that anyone that comes into his path and in his presence, Lord God, they are delivered by your spirit and anointing and authority on his life. And I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we are sinners saved by grace. None of us are perfect, Lord God. For you died so that we might be. And you told us to be ye perfect even as you are perfect. But Lord, we use crutches every time. Father God, I pray that you take away the crutches. And I thank you, Lord, for your blood. Let us lean and trust that the blood has gone forth and done what it was supposed to do, Lord God. And it is to deliver and set free. I thank you, Lord, and to give life. I thank you for the blood, Lord. I thank you for your blood, Jesus. I thank you for going to the cross on our behalf so we wouldn't have to take that beating. I thank you for humbling yourself as the precious Lamb of God. I thank you that only you, Jesus, especially in God's sight, only you, Jesus, hallelujah, is his precious and only beloved Son. Only you, Jesus, hallelujah, but you loved us enough to share the inheritance, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for sharing that inheritance with us. I thank you for releasing Holy Spirit unto us that we might have a comforter and a trainer. I thank you that we shall never be alone. I thank you that when all has turned against us, that you are there with us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for Holy Spirit, I thank you that Holy Spirit sticketh closer than a brother. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you speak the word of God, the word of truth, and that only. I thank you that when we need you and need to trust and have strength, that you are there, that you are carrying us, that you are speaking with us, that you are strengthening us, and you are training us up in the way that we ought to go. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love and your patience and your kindness. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us in the presence of the Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us into the throne place of heaven. I thank you for revealing unto us God and God alone. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us into the Holy of Holies, while we may seek it being the glory of God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for guiding us to the way, the truth, and the life. And that is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being the gatekeeper, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for revealing the Father unto us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking us from glory to glory, from level to level, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for making our crooked path straight. I thank you for using us as willing vessels, Jesus. I thank you for coming into our hearts and saving us and taking us to heaven, because we confess you as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your resurrecting power. For we know and believe that you resurrected Jesus on our behalf from the dead, that you might show forth your power and your glory. And you set him at the right hand. Hallelujah. And now, Lord God, you place all his enemies under his feet. You prepare us, hallelujah. You prepare us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to walk upright, hallelujah, to stand strong, to be as the lion and have courage. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God, right now, for the presence, for the yesterday is gone, but we made it through only by your power, Heavenly Father, only by your strength. Hallelujah. I thank you for the here and now, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for guiding our footsteps, for our footsteps are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Now, Father God, I ask you to continue to use us, Lord God. Continue to pour your spirit in us. Ha. For those of us that need new wineskins to hold the new wine, I ask for it, Lord God. And I ask for it according to your word, Lord God, because you said whatever we ask for, Heavenly Father, we shall receive. Hallelujah. That is according to your word. Heavenly Father, I am reminded, Lord God, of those that are sick, Lord God. Someone has called and asked for prayer for a child, Lord God. I pray for that child that is in the hospital, Lord God. I pray for the mother, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray on behalf of the friend that called and asked for the prayer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you are a right now God, that you are a healing God. That's why you are worthy, Lord God, because of your vastness, hallelujah, because of your love, hallelujah, because of your power. You are the one true living God. You hear us, you see us, you know right where we are, and you meet us right where we are. Heavenly Father, you are our provider, And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, kind Spirit. I thank you. I thank you. And I ask, Lord God, that you bless each and every household that is on this line and that is connected to those that is on this line. I ask, Lord God, that you bless each and every household of the body of Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you give us a fresh anointing. Thank you, Lord God. Fresh anointing, fresh peace that is new, fresh peace, Lord God, that is beyond our understanding. Give us a mind, Lord God, of humility, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to see people through your eyes, Lord God. Help us to love people according to your love, Lord God. Help us to live righteously according to your righteousness, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I ask these things as your child. I ask these things and I come before your gates as a child seeking his Father's help, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, having faith that it is done, having faith that you have heard, having faith, Lord God, and believing, I am certain beyond my certainty that you will do according to your will, word, and purpose. You, because you are not a man that you shall lie, and we stand on your word, and your word shall not come back unto you void. Hallelujah. And I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah, and I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. And I cast all these cares at your feet because you care for us, Lord God. And I plead the blood of Jesus in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Pastor Mel, I pass it back to you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 And we stand in agreement with those prayers. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and uplift your name. Our broadcast is a little short this week, so please forgive us, but we will reconvene next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Is there a word from the Lord? Okay, if all hearts and minds are clear, we will go ahead and conclude this week's broadcast. Before we go, Deacon Hugh, the Lord said, watch out. He is working and correcting things on your behalf. Cast your cares on him. Do not worry yourself about your family. He is at work. So remember that when you, because familiar spirits will try to get you to start worrying and moving back to the position of concern. But hand your cares for your children and life over to God, because he's working on your behalf even right now.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So pray. So Father, we just praise your holy name. We thank you for that word and that revelation, Father. We just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Again, go to our Facebook page, I'm sorry, and that testimony just had me, put me in a mood of worship. But go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Please like the page, leave your testimonies, leave your prayer requests, your biblical questions, and just remember, until next week, we love you. We are praying for you. Remember to stay in prayer. Oh, before we go, Tangela, the Lord is saying, begin to spend time in quiet, dedicated time in quiet, and He's going to turn that prophetic light on, back on. And you're going to speak to the nation. You're going to prophesy to the nations. But it's all dependent on that investment in quiet time for you and God to have fellowship. He's saying conversation. Fellowship is my word. He's saying conversation.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I understand, Father God, exactly what he means. Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
And Tangela, this is a command from God. He's not saying, I need you to come to me. He's commanding you to come to to dedicate time to be in quiet. This is of the utmost importance. There is nothing more important in your life than that dedicated time. Quiet time. And of course, Satan is going to come at you. He's going to try to overwhelm your day. He's going to give you menial tasks to keep you busy, but you dedicate that time to the Lord, and you make it as if it's the Sabbath day when the time of the Mosaic law was in effect. That time is God's, yours and God's, and it is to be exercised. So, Father God, we thank you for that word. We thank you for instruction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because you're utilizing me again. I went through a season where I wasn't hearing from God, and today the lights are back on. Father, we thank you, and we just praise you, and we uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father God. Remember, we love you. You are favored of God, and because you are favored, laws change, rules change, situations change, outlooks change, families change. Miracles are wrought. All things change in your favor, because God favors you. His favor goes out before you, and it surrounds you as with a shield. We command the favor of God to come upon you in Jesus' mighty name. And we command it so. And we say amen. Until next week again, we love you. We will see you then. God bless.